Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to consciously come into communion, linking hearts and minds across the airwaves as we deepen in our connection to the sacred, the holy of holies, God in us as us. We are back in our usual environment, so there will be no hiccups this Sunday, we trust. And my apologies if you are not receiving the usual Saturday notifications. I've had issues with the service provider. So please let me know if you are not receiving them and I will send them to you individually. And so, my beloveds, we've already concluded our series. And sometimes I feel quite bereft when I finish and conclude a series. Not sure quite what next to do. And always asking, maybe this is it. Maybe it's time I hang up my Sunday soul connection hat. But as the universe will have it, that's not to be. And so I was struck by a story that I read, and I think I will kick off with the story so that it sets the tone for what I want to share with you this week, which is encountering the holy in unexpected places. Starts with a quote that says from the Bible, 1 Samuel 12:16. Now then, stand still and see this great thing the Lord is about to do before your eyes. This is by Becky Alexander, who says, I attached the tour director name tag to my shirt, grabbed my heavy backpack, and headed for the lobby, the hotel room door slamming behind me. With clipboard in hand, I corralled the guests into a waiting motor coach, all the while answering their many questions. My busy, wonderful day was off to a great start. The bus driver maneuvered New York City traffic as I spoke into the microphone, sharing details about the sites, Times Square, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Rockefeller Center, the Empire State Building, and Central Park. We stopped in Lower Manhattan. New Yorkers called this building the Freedom Tower. Its official name, however, is One World Trade Center. From the ground to the tip of its spire, it reaches 1,776 feet, representing the birth day of our country. I allowed time for reflection at the nearby 9/11 memorial and then led guests back to the bus. Rushing to get to our next attraction, I almost missed one of the most inspiring sights of my life. For some reason, I glanced over my shoulder, my breath caught, reflecting from the glass windows of the Freedom Tower, a giant cross stretched from the bottom floor to almost the top. "Look," I said, pointing. I couldn't explain the image. Maybe lights were on in just the right offices, or shades were pulled down in exactly the right rooms. The bustle of busyness faded. Our group stood still and silently praised God. This reminder of his presence in New York City was the best sight of all. I was touched when I read that, because it made me think of all the times that I had encountered God or the reminder of God unexpectedly. Sometimes in the lyrics of a song, or a passing billboard, or an advert, or something that someone said to me out of the blue, or being walking near the river, just that unexpected encounter that reminded me of God's presence, God's nearness, God's life right where I was. And I think sometimes, as Becky describes, you're so caught up in the busyness of life and living that aside from the set-aside times we put to connect and commune with God, we can often overlook the various ways God shows up. And there's no one way that God shows up for each and every person that we can think about in the Bible. God showed up differently. Whether it was Moses, when God shows up in the burning bush, or Daniel in the lion's den, or Noah to build the ark, or the woman at the well, who Jesus says, "If you knew who you were talking to now," or Jacob in the wrestling match, who suddenly realized, having wrestled all night, that surely God was in this place. You see, we assume that God is to be found in churches and temples and mosques and monasteries and the usual haunts that we think are holy. And I always remember, I'm sure I've shared with you before, being in Jordan and being in this place where Moses was overlooking the River Jordan to see where the children of Israel were going, but he would not be joining them, which was a sacred and holy place. And yet, for me, I remember very clearly thinking, I always felt the presence of God more in my home than in this so-called holy place. Having been to the Holy Land several times and gone to all of the special places of Jesus, never experiencing that sense of holiness or that sense of presence as I do in my own home. And I don't think it has anything to do with the commerciality of it all, but just really that reminder that the holy, the sacred, the unknowable is found everywhere and anywhere if we open up our hearts and our minds to be conscious of it, to be conscious that God is that divine intelligence that is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. We can find God in the most unexpected of places. Jesus didn't look for God or even expected to find God in the synagogues, but he found them and reminded others that God was everywhere. Whether it was the woman who had married five times, or the tax inspector, or the widow who only had 2 pennies to her name. God was in them. It is challenging, I know, when we meet difficult and awkward people, to even consider or believe that they have the presence of God in them. And yet, my beloveds, I can assure you that unexpected as it is, God is there. We need to be open to allow ourselves to see the presence, to be in that awareness where we can encounter God in the most unexpected of places, people, or situations. I read about a group of early Spanish sailors who reached the continent of South America after a very arduous and hard journey. And they had sailed into the headwaters of the Amazon, and that is so wide and expansive that the sailors presumed it to be a continuation of the Atlantic Ocean. It never occurred to them to drink the water, since they expected it to be saline. And as a result of that, many of the sailors died of thirst. It's this idea that sometimes we miss what is right there in front of us, right before us, that we starve to death of our encounter and connection with the sacred. We miss that encounter with God because it's not where we expect it or how we expect it. This invitation this morning is just to invite you to be alert and attentive and aware to finding God in the most unexpected of places. Chris Jammy says, a common mistake we make is that we look for God in places where we ourselves wish to find them. Yet even in the physical reality, this is a complete failure. For example, if you lost your car keys, you would not search where you want to search. You would search where you must in order to find them. We must move beyond the belief and the narrowness of thinking that God is only found in the places deemed as holy or sacred or spiritual. To remember that God, the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent life force, is everywhere present at every point in space and time. I have several sacred texts I wish to share with you. The first is from the Gospel of Thomas, verse 77. It is I who am the All. From me did the All come forth, and unto me did the All extend. Split a piece of wood, and I am there. Lift up the stone, and you will find me there. Genesis 28:16. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. Psalm 139:7-12. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest parts of the sea, you are there. Isaiah 6:3. And one called out to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And finally, 1 Kings 19:11-13. God whispered to the prophet Elijah while hiding in a cave, It is all these examples that we are reminded that the presence of God is everywhere. There is no one place where God is, and there is not another where God is not. Certainly, there are theologians that will have you think that God is just in the heavens, and that we have to die in order to know God, experience God, meet God. We are meeting God in every encounter that we have, every experience that we know of. God is not separate from these things. I was thinking, I was trying hard to remember this few words of this poem, and I finally found it. So I'm going to share two poems. This one is very brief, but I wanted to share because it speaks to our holy encounters and unexpected encounters with God. The first is Elizabeth Barrett Browning, who says, "Earth crammed with heaven and every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest sit round and pluck blackberries and daub their natural faces unaware." My second poem is The Holy Here by Bridget McCauley. On a wet day in Luton Place, I hear the door to the close swing shut and school shoes scuffling up the stone steps. The girls are home, falling through the door. I shout from the kitchen as I wash my hands, "Take your dirty shoes off before you come in." My days drip like the rain gathering somewhere in a vast reservoir routine. So why today? Why today should I come out to greet them and find them standing straight as willows, breathless from the stairs, ablaze but not consumed by grace? Today I notice the scatter of shoes on the dry ground of our hall, the insight like a Sabbath. A presence has invaded the house. The dining table is a wasteland of homework books and half-empty lunchboxes. There's a crease in the carpet of our life as if the earth beneath our feet has shifted its focus. And turning aside, the fire is everywhere. Burnt fingers from sibling squabbles, damp feet peeled pink from wet socks. The vase on the dining table, a vessel of red wine, pussy willow and orange tulips, dropping their wide open petals like scorch marks on the edges of my attention. Smoke signals until I wholly hear. Here in the hall, the girls home from school, I see flames, cheeks burn in the wholly hear. I love, love, love that poem, as it speaks to seeing and finding the sacred in the unexpected, in the commonplace, in the norm, in the usual. Some people may have a mystical experience in seeing, realizing, or finding God. But truly, the invitation is to find God, to see God in the unexpected, in the common, in the usual, in the everyday. My quote that I shared with you yesterday was John McCambridge, who said, "See the beauty and power of God in everything." So my Science of Mind reading is entitled Passionate Curiosity. The first quote is from Abraham Maslow, who says, "The great lesson is that the sacred is in the ordinary, that it is to be found in one's daily life, in one's neighbors, friends, and family, in one's backyard." Ernest Holmes from This Thing Called You says, "As you enter more completely into conscious union with life, you will realize the universe holds as much good for you as you can take, that you can take only what you give." the author writes. Abraham Maslow says, any place can amaze us if we are alert. We enjoy life more when we put our attention on the beauty all around us. Nature, the sun, the moon, the stars, music, art, rainbows, all are here for us to appreciate. Emerson wrote, if the stars came out every 1,000 years, we would adore them. But they come out every night, and we hardly notice. Several years ago, during medical tests, I asked the technician what he was doing. He said, I'm listening to the blood flow through your body. I was astounded and asked him if I could listen too. As I listened, I thought, what a miracle. I'm listening to my blood surge through my body. I asked the tech if he realized the miracle he worked with every day. He said, yes, I do. Every morning when I get ready for work, I think, I'm going to see miracles today. Carl Sagan said that he went into a kindergarten class to discuss science. The children were curious and enthusiastic. There was no such thing as a dumb question. When he did the same thing in high school, the sense of wonder and discovery was lost. The students were terrified of asking dumb questions. How sad. In a recent survey, 700 CEOs were asked, what qualities do you see most often in those who succeed? The number one response was passionate curiosity. So my beloved, my invitation this morning is to have that passionate curiosity to see the holy in unexpected places. To not limit yourself to the divine encounters that can happen anytime, any place, anywhere. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within and have our own personal and private encounter with the divine. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be cognizant as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the cleansing, healing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. For the 3rd and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently. This morning's affirmative meditation is by Reverend Lane Morgan. Affirm. In this moment, I pause and turn within, connecting with and remembering my own internal divinity. From this inner place of knowing, I am in eternal recognition of the one life that expresses as every person, every situation, and everything. I remember that this life force that I call God is harmony and order itself. Its creation can only express its own qualities, love, peace, abundance, and intelligence. The all-powerful spirit is in constant and continuous creative mode. And each new expression of itself must be more of the One. Since I am part of this One, I participate in the creative process at this time and always, forever speaking my word into creation. I move and have my being in the love and peace of God itself. And I know that my experiences reflect the ways I think and create. So I intentionally exercise my creative power right now. I call forth into my experience a world that works for everyone and everything, because I know that each particle in the universe makes up the perfect one and is supported by every other particle of the One. I know that each individualization of the whole has everything it needs in every moment. Since that is true, I see the divine harmony at play in every detail of life. I envision a physical world that works together in perfection to support life itself in all its forms. Every creature, great and small, every human being is fully loved and nurtured in this wholeness. Every needed resource available in abundance, I call forth a pattern of peace and perfection in all relationships. As spirit interacts with itself in this moment, relationships that sustain and uplift humanity and the diversity it expresses. Oneness is the truth. So oneness is the experience forevermore. My heart overflows with gratitude as I contemplate this world that reflects the truth of God. I celebrate with thankfulness the responsiveness of spiritual law to this creative word, and know that I can relax and accept the experience of it in this moment. I let go and affirm This is my experience and the experience of all who affirm this prayer. To the degree that they align their own choices with it, and I gratefully affirm that it is so, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as we allow this wonderful affirmation to resound within our being. And as we enter into our circle of prayer, there's always the invitation to then include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. There is so much going on and happening in our world at this time that I invite you to hold in your heart our world as it is suffering from floods and earthquakes, wildfires and wars and conflicts, food scarcity and drought, health crises, and all the numerous things that is experienced and being experienced by those across the world, with the devastation that is caused in their lives through all of these things. Whilst we may be experiencing our own individual or personal crisis or devastation, let us remember and to include the rest of humanity, not to compare whose is worse, but simply to acknowledge that there is a great need in our world, a great need for all sentient beings for a healing. That healing might look like a physical, individual healing, or emotional, mental, or spiritual healing, or a collective healing. We know that our teacher said, where two or three are gathered, there shall he be in our midst. And that anything we ask in his name, it shall be done. So as we are consciously in communion this morning with the sacred, with the mystery, with the unknowable, with that which we call God, as we consciously are in this presence, having surrendered everything and everyone to it, we ask that our hearts and minds be open to encounter God in the unexpected, to be open to meeting God in others, even if we are challenged by them, to recognize that there is nowhere where the Holy of Holies, the Divine, the Sacred, is not. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence this morning, surrendering our little human limited self, our egoic nature, now that our true self, our higher self, our God self comes to the fore, so that it may recognize and see itself in all its encounters. And we may be open to receive and see and experience you in the unexpected places, in the unexpected ways, in unexpected people. We know with all our hearts that there is nowhere where you are not. And yet in moments we are so caught up in the busyness of life, we overlook your presence. We forget that surely God is in this place. So touch our eyes that we have them remaining open to see you, or our ears to ever hear you and our hearts to be cognizant that you are everywhere present. For everything that I named at the beginning of this prayer, for all the needs that is occurring, we know that you as the infinite and divine intelligence knows what to do and how to do it. And yes, you have given us free will and free choice, and sadly we abuse that. But as we come into communion with you this morning, knowing that each and every one of us is that perfect place where your light, your life and love shines through and expresses through, use us to be that vessel of light and love here on this earth at this time, to do what is whatever is ours to do for the healing of our earth and all its inhabitants. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. And we know that before we call, you have already answered. While we yet speak, you have heard. So for all that I have failed to ask or speak to, I know that you already know. So we just offer up heartfelt gratitude for all that is. And so it is. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement here this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I'm one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together, this in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your side, palms facing outwards and affirm. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May
my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those who challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the
love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God
within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
I am human in expression.
I am
human in expression.
Divine in creation.
Divine in creation.
Limitless in potentiality.
Limitless in potentiality.
My beloved, as we come towards the end of the Sunday Soul, there will be no Sunday Soul next week as I am away celebrating a friend's parents' 60th wedding anniversary. Truly, that is quite an achievement. So my rumination for this week, Rumi says, I looked for God. I went to a temple and didn't find him there. And then I went to a church and I didn't find him there. Then I went to a mosque and I didn't find him there. Then finally, I looked at my heart and there he was. So my closing benediction as we continue with the various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer. God, who cares for us, the wonder of whose presence fills us with awe, let kindness, justice, and love shine in our world. Let your secrets be known here as they are in heaven. Give us the food and the hope we need for today. Forgive us our wrongdoing as we forgive the wrongs done to us. Protect us from pride and from despair and from the fear and hate which can swallow us up. In you is truth, meaning, glory and power, while worlds come and go. So my closing song for you this week is by Israel Houghton and New Breed, entitled Surely. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Surely you are my friend.
Israel Houghton, A New Breed, and Surely the Presence.